banking giant Wachovia posted a surprising first quarter loss, nearly $9 billion. That's a scary number indeed, but Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson says Americans should stay calm.
The American people have every reason to remain confident that the U.S. banking system is sound. The FDIC has made clear that of the nearly 8,500 insured banks and thrifts that comprise the U.S. banking system, 99% are well capitalized.
Paulson spoke earlier today in New York, where he also stressed the need for Congress to increase credit lines to the mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. We're joined now by Philip Swagel. He's the Assistant Secretary for Economic Policy with the U.S. Treasury Department. And if we could start off by talking about this plan to rescue Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, it could cost taxpayers as much as $25 billion. That's a lot of money. Why should the government step in to help them out?
What Secretary Paulson discussed this morning is that the plan is there to make sure that the financial markets have the confidence that the two mortgage giants, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, will have the ability to continue to securitize and buy mortgages. They're a very important source of finance to mortgage markets right now. Markets have had concerns. The plan is meant to be a backstop to them, to say that there's liquidity support and capital support so that they can continue to go on with their business. And importantly, if the plan succeeds, and so far it does seem to be providing stability to the market, there won't be any cost to the government.
And this would be just a temporary measure, correct?
It'd be for 18 months, is what Secretary Paulson has asked for. In a sense, he said he doesn't want the next administration to come in and have a situation where the capability that he needed is expiring on them.
Before this plan actually goes into effect, one of the steps that would need to happen is that Treasury officials would look at the books of both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They're doing that now. What exactly are they looking for, and when might that process be done?
The Fed and Treasury are going and looking at the books of the GSEs.
GSEs, these are government-sponsored enterprises. Is
exactly.
That correct?
Yes. Just because, of course, there's a disagreement, in a sense, between what the regulators see and what the market sees. The market obviously has concerns about the quality of the assets on the GSE books, and that's why we're taking a second look.
Secretary Paulson has said that this plan will bring stability to the markets. How much stability, and how soon might we see it?
Well, we've seen stability in a sense already, that the GSEs have been able to continue to raise capital from the markets. They've had bond sales that have gone relatively smoothly, and they're continuing to perform their mission of buying mortgages and securitizing mortgages. So in a sense, the announcement of the plan has helped stabilize markets, and we'd like to see the legislation passed by Congress to make sure that this stays in place and really gives markets the confidence that these entities are going to continue to do what they're doing.
We mentioned earlier the big losses posted today by Wachovia. There's been all sorts of signs that the economy is in bad shape. Today in his speech, Secretary Paulson referred several times to stresses and bumps.
Our markets won't make progress in a straight line, and we should expect additional bumps in the road. We have been experiencing more bumps recently.
Philip Swagel, is there any chance that these might be more than just bumps? What warning signals would you see out there that would trouble you?
Starting from the housing market, we've seen the stresses in financial markets go in other directions, to municipal securities and student loans. So, you know, who knows what's next? What's important is that we provide the market participants with the confidence that authorities are ready to provide support to make sure that the markets continue to function. One of the things that we learned from the Bear Stearns episode is that the markets are very interconnected, and that the failure of one institution can have systemic impacts. And so a lot of work has been done basically to say, where are the places where a failure of one institution can impact other market participants, and try to shore up those.
Of course, this isn't the first time that the U.S. has hit hard financial times. As you look back in history, is there anything that we can learn from past troubled economic times that we could use to apply for the current situation?
I would say the most important thing is that we do get through these, that financial disruptions do matter, and they matter for Americans. I mean, anyone who's looking for a mortgage, a home loan, you know, a student loan is affected by the disruption. So it does matter, but we do get through it, that the economy is resilient. And as growth rebounds from the slow growth we've had over the past 6 months, we should see that have an impact on the housing market and then also on financial markets.
Philip Swagel of the U.S. Treasury Department, thank you.
Thanks.